Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us.
First, a couple of announcements. To repeat the importance of making a good confession. We are all sinners, and it is not just the remission of sins for which confession has been instituted by Christ. The sacrament of confession sensitizes our conscience, clarifies our mind, makes us more closely bound to Christ by removing the two main obstacles to our following of the Savior: blindness of mind and selfishness of will. Secondly, as you know, we are having Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night our question and answer period, which are essential to the retreat. I ask you to give serious thought, think through, and all of you, I would ask, to contribute one or more questions, comments, objections if you wish, for dealing with in our question and answer period on these three evenings of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Our present meditation is on the vocation to the lay apostolate. What I will do is draw on questions, better, these questions I formulated, but the answers are drawn from the Church's teaching, mainly from this document, which is to be published for the Catechism on the Lay Apostolate, but also from other pontifical sources, to share with you both the teaching of Vatican II and especially of the present Holy Father on the indispensable, causative, crucial need of the laity being involved deeply in the apostolate to retrieve lapsed and lost Catholics and to bring the teachings of Christ to a world which has in such large measure abandoned its Redeemer. First question. Why did Christ found the Church? Christ founded the Church and his kingdom on earth in order to provide all human beings with the means they need for their redemption and salvation. That is why Christ founded the Church, in order to provide the whole human race, believe me, these are not hyperboles or poetic diction, with some 6 billion people in the world today. At most, 1.5 billion have even heard the names of Jesus in their life. It cannot be that Christ does not want to be proclaimed to all the world. It is that so many who have the true faith lack the zeal, lack the courage, lack the generosity. I've given too many retreats to too many people not to know that so many otherwise believing Catholics are like robots, unmoved by the tragic starvation of millions for the truth, and God became man to teach us as a condition for salvation. Now I think I should say this. Christ has been on one occasion told those who were listening to him and through them was telling us the number of those who are walking the way of darkness that leads to everlasting damnation. The number of those is large, and the road they are walking is broad. None of us knows, no one knows, how many will be saved. Well, there is a heaven, and there is a hell. And there must be faith, some faith, and faith in the truth for anyone's salvation. Question 2. What is the apostolate? Over the years in teaching theology, I have found what a difference. I've examined too many of my own Jesuits in theology. Years of teaching them. I ask them questions. Give me some kind of answer. But so many otherwise intelligent and gifted men who did not know, and though I say do not know the right answers. What is the apostolate? The apostolate is every activity of the church in which she leads the human race to his eternal destiny. Every activity of the church by which she leads the human race to their eternal destiny. Or as we said before, to be an apostle means to be a communicator of grace. Three prepositions are the heart of Christianity. From, through, and to. All the grace of salvation comes from Christ. All the grace of salvation comes from Christ to other human beings. To whom? To those who those human beings meet, realize, see, we are those fruits, to give a plural to an adjective, better, plural to a proposition. It is through us that Christ will save the world. And that's what this retreat is all about, to be an effective communicator of God's grace. We are our own members of the church to cooperate in this apostolate. Are they ever? They better. So too is this, that any member of the church who does not work for her growth must be considered useless, both to the church and of himself, unquote, the church's teaching. And I want to use the language. How many loafers there are in the church? How many lazy Catholics? During the retreat we had for women this week. All my husband does is goes to work, eats his meals, and spends the rest of his waking day in watching television. I don't believe I've ever said this before in a retreat. Men, examine your consciences on how much you watch television. I've shared this with many of you before. I'll say it again, it's worth repeating. In Germany, psychologists believe that television is addictive, but they haven't proved it. So the German government offered the equivalent of $10,000 in American money to anyone who was a regular TV viewer. Had to prove that he was such, and then sign a contract that for 6 months he or she would abstain and not watch television at all for 6 months. Thousands offered this wonderful opportunity for making money. 500 were accepted. By the first month, one third couldn't take it. By the second month, two thirds could not take it. By the beginning of the fourth month, not a single one of the 500 people could persevere. And not a few had to undergo psychological therapy, and at least for a while had to be institutionalized. Here it is. Our media are drugs, exclamation mark. media or drug, exclamation mark. Millions of Americans are addicts of the media. Before this retreat is over, if God is going to use us as channels of His grace to others, we must be possessed of His grace ourselves. And among the graces that we must possess is the grace of sacrifice, which the Church Divine sacrifices, is the surrender of something precious out of love for God. I give things up. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be giving retreats if I wanted to really satisfy my natural tendency, say, for sleep or food or reading the newspapers or the magazines or listening to the radio or watching television. And I know food your time, to have the time to engage in apostolic work, you must sacrifice things that you like to be available with time, energy, and resources. Oh, I like the state of the Church. Either all members of the Church engage in the act of apostolate, or they must be considered useless, both to the Church and to themselves. America is the most time-wasting nation in the world. I can prove it. And when Christ warns us, we shall be responsible even for every idle word. My God, we better examine our conscience. Next question. Are the laity therefore to engage in the apostolate? Yes, they are called by God to exercise their apostolate as the 11 to the world. As not a figure of speech, no one on earth is the most time-bidden nation in the world. While the American family is the most unstable in the world. While America is spending billions of dollars to coerce other nations to practice contraception and abortion. We ought to be the leaven of the world. Who are the we? We profess Catholics. Over the years, I've kept repeating the phrase coined in the early church. Christians said the great fathers of the church are the anima mundi, the soul of the world. Without Christian influence in a nation, that nation is a dead, stinking cadaver. We are the soul of the world. And as we know, all the human body can flourish, and our country can live and live on and survive the longest lifespan of any country in America. We are the best fed, shall I find a word, the most drunk, the most entertained. We work the least out. We spend most hours of any nation in sleep. Talk about making an idol of this world. We are professionals. And yet this is the Church of God talking to us. We share, so the Church tells us, in the priestly, prophetic, and kingly office of Christ himself. We are a work of evangelization and sanctification. By our effort to have the gospel spirit permeate the temporal order, we are a witness to Christ, and our zeal to promote the salvation of mankind. All the work we need to do. We continue. What is the foundation of the lay apostolate? And even as I speak about the lay apostolate, I include us, priests and deacons, to animate, motivate the laity, work with them in proclaiming Jesus Christ to a world that is starving for his truth. The foundation of the lay apostolate, says the Second Vatican Council, is membership in the mystical body of Christ, which we all gained the moment we were baptized. This membership, beginning with baptism, is strengthened by the sacrament of confirmation. And nowadays, depending on the diocese of the parish, not all Catholics are, as they should be, confirmed, and confirmed at an early age, because this sacrament is not for nothing called the sacrament of confirmation. Its purpose is to make firm, make strong, not just our spiritual life in general, but especially our faith. And one dies after another, how will I know? Supposedly Catholic education program, some to make the angels weep. For the largest circulating sex education program wanted to use in Catholic institutions. I was asked by the Holy See to spend all the time I needed to analyze that sex education series from kindergarten to the eighth grade. A bright, shining imprimatur. Only one word I can use to describe it. It is vicious. And the editors of an ex-religious brother and an ex-nun. Encouraging homosexuality, encouraging sexual experience outside of marriage. Most of my work for the Holy See is working with members of the hierarchy. Had a delightful conversation yesterday with Bishop Boscovitz of Lincoln. Either you laity wake up, shake yourselves from your lethargy, and do what Christ wants you to do. Not I, but the Vicar of Christ is telling us, told me. I fear for the survival of the Catholic Church in your country. We continue. What is the soul of the lay apostle? The soul of the lay apostle is the virtue of charity, fully nourished by the sacraments and especially by the Holy Eucharist. When I said at the beginning of our retreat, you'll make a good retreat and you'll make a good confession. Whatever resolution you make, in the name of Jesus Christ, resolve to go to confession frequently. How does the Catholic Church define the adverb frequently? Every 2 weeks. But you do not gain a plea of the indulgence. You can't. Unless you've been to confession and communion within 8 days before or after. Whatever exercise of piety carries with it a plea of the indulgence. What are they saying this? I think it's the first time in my 50th year in the priesthood that I've said it. With some rare exceptions, I've been able to get a confession every single day and need it. We are sinners. Receive the sacrament of confession as often as possible. At least, following the church's definition, every 2 weeks. By affinity of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, by receiving holy communion, we offer. For God's grace, all this talk about the apostate is so much under the layer, the antecedent, the apostolate. If so, by their enthusiasm, hear it? Their enthusiasm to bring all men to know the only true God and recognize their noble obligation of working for the salvation of the whole world. Over the millions who have never even heard the names of Jesus and Mary. Now you ask yourself, how come? Did not Christ say, proclaim the gospel to all nations? Doesn't he want everyone to be saved? And are we not told there is no salvation except through Jesus Christ? I'll repeat what I said earlier. What verb shall I use? Sober you? Can you? Warn you? Frighten you? Not all human beings will be saved. Divinely ordained condition for our salvation is the practice of charity, which as we know takes on a thousand forms, but the most important and indispensable form of charity we must practice to save our own soul is to share our faith with others. Question of this retreat. How are the laity to be channels of grace to others? And of course, discipline is equally to bishops. Pray, how are any of us to be channels of grace to others? According to the grace we receive. As we said in the beginning, and I'll keep it clean and shift my vocabulary just enough to keep from boring you in repeating these crucial essentials of our faith. We shall be channels of grace to others only in the measure of our possession of God's grace ourselves. Holy people sanctify others. Unholy people destroy others. What is the role of the hierarchy in His channeling of grace. Before we begin to answer this question, let me urge you, pray and sacrifice for the patients. Some years ago I was giving a lecture in Chicago. After the lecture, one of the men in the group came to me and gave me a check for $200. What's the money for? I'm not sure the stipend in Chicago is now. It was $5 then for a mass. He said, I want you to say 40 masses for bishops. Pray for bishops. Sacrifice for bishops. Have masses offered for bishops. No heresy has ever succeeded, ever, without the support of bishops. This is the Catholic Church. We believe the bishops are successors of the apostles. But dear God, these bishops must be strong in their faith, courageous in teaching Christ's truth, warning, punishing, pardon me, excommunicating. All the bishops are to be the fine model of zeal for souls. Read the lives of some of the great bishops in the church's history. A Thomas a Becket, a John Fisher, a Charles Borromeo, a Saint Augustine. Bishops who exhausted themselves in proclaiming the gospel. On the question, what is the role of the hierarchy in this channeling of grace? Answer, the hierarchy are to pass judgment on the authenticity and good use of the gifts of grace, which the laity are to communicate to others. Amen. That is the role of the hierarchy. But remember, and please do not forget, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church, her bishops, have only as much authority to teach and right to tell their people what to do, only as much as their teachings and directives are in conformity with the teaching and directives of the Bishop of Rome. Amen. And this is the crisis in the Catholic Church and America. There are so many members of the hierarchy. My main work for the Holy See are not as loyal to the Bishop of Rome as the people of God need their bishops to be. And Pope Paul VI issued a Humani Vitae. I never tire repeating this. The American hierarchy met in solemn session and passed the judgment on Pope Paul VI Humani Vitae. act of government of highest worthiness. The conclusion was, Pope is a nice man, but you follow your own conscience. There will be no abortion in our country without contraception. Memorize that. And closer to eternity, trusting in God's grace, I share with those for whom I write and to whom I speak believe in the Catholic truth. However, still on the same question, this judgment in no way is to quench the spirit among the laity. Ensure that everything is according to the will of God. Under our books, pamphlets, articles attacking the Bishop of Rome, more vigorously and militantly, I say, than ever before, surely in my memory. People, the followers of Archbishop Lefebvre, on the two magazines to my office in Detroit, on the latest issue of the Masonic publication. The feature article was a several page learned attack on the Bishop of Rome. Was the official magazine of the Society of Pius X of the Lefebvre. This Masonic attack on the Vicar of Christ does the apostolate defend. The answer, it depends on how closely the lay people live with Christ. In other words, our own union with Jesus Christ by His grace determines how effectively Christ will use us to communicate His graces of salvation and sanctification to others. This retreat, therefore, has two purposes. Ourselves, examining our consciences, be more faithful to following Christ. And secondly, to exert our zeal, spend ourselves, exhaust ourselves. Oh, and I, years ago, and I want to become like Him. Preaching and baptizing until he was exhausted and 10 years in India for all he could take. And his motto, like the Latin, speaking to Christ, Dom mihi animas, give me soul, Lord Jesus. Give us the grace we need to spend ourselves in bringing your grace to those who you put into our lives, that by sharing your grace to them, we might join them in that eternity for which they and we turn their danger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Shiva Confession immediately after.
Amen.
Amen.
for our sinners, God, the hour of our death. Pray for us.